In this lesson, we're going to learn a little bit more about how to use some of the features of the phone emulator in order to uncover a issue with our short-term memory. The programmer's short-term memory, not the device. And so let's go ahead, and if you haven't already done this, change from running it on the local machine to one of the mobile emulators. And I'm going to go ahead and hit run. I'm going to show you one of the cool features of the emulator that I briefly touched on at the very outset of this series of lessons, but didn't really elaborate on at the time. So what we want to do is test our app to see if it's grabbing coordinates correctly, geo-coordinates, from different places in the world. And so one of the things that we can do is actually click the double chevron to open up the tools pane for the emulator and go to the location tab. And here what I can do is search on a map, you know, either search for cities or places, or I can zoom in, zoom out, and find somewhere on the map and say, I am physically located here. Now, I'm sitting in Dallas, but I'm putting my little marker there in Redmond. And now that will tell the emulator whenever it uses the location services for the emulator or for the phone, serve up Redmond, the location that I have pinned right there. So let's go ahead and click the Get Weather button, and it gives us that familiar little message. Are you sure you want to allow this application to access location? I'm going to go ahead and click yes. Now, when I do this, we're going to be a little confused here. I have my position set to Redmond. However, this is still delivering back Dallas County. Now, I could say to myself, there must be a problem with what I've done here in the location window of the emulator, or maybe I did something incorrectly in code. And in this case, the latter would be true, but this will help us to uncover issues. And the issue is this: if we take a look at this, the openweathermapproxy.cs, you can see that we hard-coded the latitude and longitude, and we never ever swapped that out. So what we should do here is actually var URL equals, and then I'll do a string.format around that, and then pass in the lat and the longitude that we grab from input parameters for the getWeather method. Let me grab all of this out right here and paste that in there, and we will substitute in latitude and the longitude. So it frequently, I see people go online and say, hey, Microsoft stuff is broken. It doesn't work. And many times I've done that, and when I was just getting started, I thought that they were the problem. But the longer I do this, the more I realize it's me that's the problem, that I've forgotten something. And so that humility has led to, has prevented me from a lot of embarrassing situations. All right, so be humble when you're a software developer, because it's probably going to come back and bite you at some point. Okay, here we go. Now that I've fixed that, and let's open up the tools pane and location, and looks like it forgot my where I was at previously here, so let's go ahead and make sure to put our pin right on Redmond, and then click Get Weather, allow permissions, and here we go. We get Redmond, it's 56 degrees, and there's a light mist. Very nice. All right, so that's how we can use the emulator's tools to further test our application to uncover bugs that we may not find, especially whenever there's a sensor on the device that we're utilizing. And there are other sensors that we can mimic in a similar sort of way. We're just not utilizing those in this series of lessons. All right, so let's continue on in the next lesson as we continue to build this app. See you there. Thanks.